Welcome back, everyone, or hello if you're new. My name is Sydney Chandler-Monet, and I'm the host of Perfect Timing Podcast, and today I have a beautiful and wonderful young girl with me, Alyssa Cheatham. Hi, Alyssa.
Thank you for having me here.
Of course. Alyssa Cheatham is an 11-year-old multi-talented artist and has already accomplished so much in her young career. The talented actress stars in Nick Jr.'s preschool animated series called Santiago of the Seas, which debuted on October 9th, 2020, where she's the voice of Lorelai, a 150-year-old singing mermaid who can also transform into a young pirate girl. Alyssa also has a recurring role on HBO Max's series, The Flight Attendant. Alyssa is a talented vocalist, a skill that helped her land various film, television, and voiceover roles. She recently released her third single, Do It Big, which is available on all digital music platforms. Do It Big is an empowerment anthem that encourages you to stop at nothing in pursuit of your dreams, despite naysayers and obstacles that may stand in your way. Most recently, Alyssa earned the title creator when she hosted a viewing party for Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards 2020, in partnership with American Dream and Nickelodeon Universe. Alyssa was asked to dream up her own viewing party and created her first ever virtual red carpet experience for an awards show. Alyssa also stars in tons of national commercials, and she's the voice behind several globally recognized brands. Alyssa uses her platform to inspire young kids, teens, and adults to live on life in their terms, create their own unique path, and dream in color. She has also spoken on various panels and large universities, including Drexel University, business empowerment events, and across schools between New York and New Jersey. Alyssa is an ambassador for several organizations that speak out against bullying, sheds light on the importance of mental wellness, and encourages kindness. Well, if your bio doesn't say enough about you, Alyssa, I think we can all say that you are one beautiful and well-rounded young girl. Only at 11 years old, you have so many things here to talk about, and I'm so excited to get into our conversation today.
Thank you.
So what age did you know that you wanted to get into this and start getting involved? And like, when did you really start acting?
So I was actually 3 years old when I started acting, and all before that, I just always loved to sing, and I still do. I love to sing, I love to act, and I loved to just do different monologues, especially from Frozen and stuff. So my mom's friend was like, you know, she really seems to love acting, and my mom was like, should I get her an agent? And she got me an agent. And once I figured out what I was doing, I loved it so much. And I wanted to continue doing all of it.
Whoa. 3 years old. Do you remember like what was your first role at 3 years old? Like, could you remember it now?
Yes, I had my first role. It was a movie, I think. Every Secret Thing. It was a movie with Common and Elizabeth Banks. Yeah, I remember some of it. And Dakota Fanning.
Good Lord, at 3 years old, I do not remember what I was doing at 3 years old. I'm 16 now. I couldn't tell you, but already you have so many accolades on your list, and it's so impressive. How many films do you think you've been in to date?
I've been in 11 films, and some of them are on Netflix, and some of them have been in the movie theaters when they were open. And one of my biggest movies was Collateral Beauty, where I played Will Smith's daughter.
Wow. 11, and she's only 11 years old. You guys, Alyssa is setting the bar. 11 movies already. She's like breaking down barriers. She's so impressive in everything that she does. I listened to your song Do It Big. I love it so much. Could you talk more on about that? Like, what was the process of getting that song out, and what inspired you to record it?
So what inspired me to really record the song, well, basically, it was based on conversations that me and my mom usually have. We talk about confidence. We talk about following your dreams, positive affirmations. So I thought, me and my mom thought that it would be good to create a song on that. And she actually wrote the song. And I just went into the studio and I just said, I'm going to do it big because I'm going home. And yeah. I just based it on stuff that I heard in my normal life.
Yeah, and then that's, I guess that's like the easiest way to do it, and you know, to like really like reflect on what the message is that you want to get out. And once you have that, you're able to put it into a song. And I love the song. It's like my new favorite anthem. Such a joy to listen to. You guys should totally go listen to it. It's on all platforms, and it's just such an adorable song. And Alyssa's voice is just stunning in it.
Thank
So you
you.
were, of course, and so you have done so much already at just 11 years old. How do you manage your school schedule in life at only 11 years old with your busy
So,
schedule?
yeah, it's definitely not easy. Usually I bring my stuff to school on set, but now that I'm online, and if I have an audition, my mom will have to email the teachers and say that I'll have to make up the work. And some of my teachers actually provide a recording of the lesson and usually email what we did that day. So I kind of I'm doing the work, but I'm not like live with the class.
Okay, because I would kind of do the same thing when I would be in my rehearsals for dance. You know, I'd have to be there for like dress rehearsals at like 9 a.m. and I'm like, can't go to school today. And then they would just like send me the work back with me. But that's super impressive, being able to have time management and do all your work while doing all your business. And it's just really impressive. And I think a lot of us can reflect on you and really take that from you and say that we can do that too. If Alyssa can do it, we all can do it, right?
Yes. Also, I just wanted to say that education is very important. And my mom also tells me that if I'm not doing well in school, then I can't do this. And I don't want that to happen. And I also just want to do my best. So I just want to say to everyone that just stay in school, do well, and keep following your dreams.
That's so sweet. And I think that's something that I stand for as well. I think education is very, very important. And even though it may be hard, you just have to persevere. And like knowing that if you do well in school, you'll be able to continue what it is that you love, which is acting in your case. For me, it would be dance. And my mom's the same way, hard on me about my grades. Like, all right, Sydney, it's time to get to work. Like, the grades start slipping, then we need to get it back together. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I would say my mom is the exact same way. So, who's the most influential person to you and why?
So, as we were just talking about our moms, my mom is the most influential person to me. She inspires me every single day. I see her working hard and making sacrifices, and that inspires me because I want to grow up to be just like her. And when I see her working hard, I'm like, okay, this is what I need to do. I need to work hard also. So she just inspires me to keep moving and keep doing this. It's just so amazing. And we can really bond and we're really close with each other. So yeah.
I agree. There's nothing better than an amazing and supportive mom. I can say the same thing about mine. Like, she pushes me to do this podcast. She pushes me to do well in school. She pushes me to dance. She's like my backbone of everything. I don't know where I would be without her. And having her by my side, as we can both agree on, is like something that we can all just sit back and say, I have like the biggest support in the world. My mom, and she's like my best friend, so it makes it that much easier. So I'm glad that you're able to have your mom there by your side with you. So, what do you like to do in your free time when Alyssa isn't being in front of cameras and being the voices behind all these TV shows?
So I love to hang out with my friends, but since COVID, I haven't been able to really do that. I love to travel also, but also COVID, I haven't traveled for a year now. Usually me and my mom travel either to California or just somewhere every single year, but we didn't get to do that this year. But I also love to draw. I love to hang out. I love to put together outfits on Amazon. I love to do TikToks. I love to FaceTime my friends, and I love playing Roblox. Like, I love playing games, and I love playing Among Us. And those are just my favorite things to do, my favorite hobbies. I like to read also, and I like to write.
Wow, I'm again, like, at least you have, like, all these other hobbies, like, to coincide with your busy schedule, because some people are just like workaholics, and then they don't really have anything for themselves. So you have these activities that you're able to go back to and say, like, when I'm done with all my work and when I'm like relaxed and finishing everything, I have this to go back to. Roblox is really popular right now. Like, my brother's been playing it all day long. Like, I have other friends that have been playing Roblox. I don't know what it is about it. I haven't played it in years, but there must be something new about it that's bringing all this buzz back.
Yeah.
So you were asked to speak at your graduating class in 2020. What was that like for you?
It was just I was just so happy and honored to have that opportunity, because anyone else in the whole entire school could have done that, but they chose me to do it. And I think that it was really great because I got to inspire not only my class, but the whole school of like 300 like students. And I got to, even though like it's COVID and it was quarantine at that time, it still is kind of, I would say, but even though it was like very like amazing, like stay in your home, wear a mask every single, like just wash your hands 20 seconds. You still should do that. But as soon as you come out, yeah, just like clean. Yeah. Like stuff like that. It was quarantine then. And I would say that it was like, even despite the obstacles, I still got to do that. And I got to inspire many people to still follow their dreams. And I think that's really important.
Wow. I'm, again, so impressed. Like for me, when I had to speak for the secretary position for my school student council, there's like 120 something students in my graduating class.
Amazing.
And they put me like, you know, at the podium in the auditorium, and I'm like standing there, I'm like, okay, like I have to read my speech in front of everyone to like convince them to vote me in to be a part of their student council. And I think it just like reminded me to be like, everyone wants to, you know, see me succeed in this. Like, no one expects you to go on stage and like stutter on your words and like fall over and like completely collapse. Like, they want to see the best in you, so you might as well have that faith in yourself as well. And I think that's something that we can all carry with ourselves, especially when doing something like speaking in front of a large crowd.
Yes.
But I'm so impressed with you, and I'm so like honored to have you here today. You guys, I've been trying to get Alyssa on for like 2 months. Homegirl has been busy. Like, I'm so proud of her. She's been like breaking records, all these fun things. And thank you so much for joining me this far, Alyssa, and we'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Leonque Chavet, publisher, corporate trainer, speaker, and author of We Made Plans, a fictional novel which debuted as number 3 on Amazon's Hot New Releases. This amazing story chronicles the lives of a group of longtime friends who were in the midst of living their best lives when they experienced a devastating, trajectory-altering event, #TheEvent. My podcast, Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared, we'll explore 4 different weekly categories with topics ranging from unconventional self-defense to active shooter profiles. I bring it all together in highlighting passages and concepts from my novel as it relates to real-life experiences. You don't want to miss out on these critical preparatory shows. Tune in Tuesday evenings at 6:30 p.m. for Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared podcast with your host, Leonque Chavet.
Hey, this is Sydney Chandler-Lene, and I'm so excited to share with you my international podcast, Perfect Timing, that'll be broadcasting on Mondays at 2 p.m. through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so much more. We will have outstanding guests that'll talk about their passions, goals, and dreams. Make sure you tune in and have a seat at the table, where we will create a voice for us every Monday at 2 p.m. This is Sydney Collins of Perfect Timing.
Welcome back, everyone. Again, I'm here with Alyssa Cheatham, the amazing actress and voice actor. We're talking about everything that is important to us, and we're talking about like how we kept our school schedules together and like the confidence we've had to speak in front of people and everything like that. But moving on, you've had a character that you've had to do the voice of Lorelai, I believe, in your Santiago C show. What's that like for you? And like, how can you connect with her?
So Lorelai is, she can transform from a mermaid into a pirate girl. She travels the whole entire sea in an instant. And she loves helping out her friends, which I love doing too. And she's very brave. She literally goes out, even if she's a pirate, she literally transforms in midair and jumps into the sea. And it's like, okay, I need to see what's going on now. I don't think I could do that. And see how I said from before, Lorelai can travel anywhere in an instant. I said from before that I travel every single year, but I can't travel in an instant. So that's kind of different, but it's kind of similar because we both love to travel. And she travels like many places. And I just want to say that also, even if it's not related, representation just truly matters. And I think that it's really important to play Lorelai as a Black singing mermaid, because it can inspire young Black kids to be themselves and be who they want to be. And if you can see it, then you can dream it.
Wow. Like, again, you're so young and you're able to recognize all these things, and that representation definitely is super important. And you're also bringing that to the forefront, and you're doing the voice of a Black pirate and a mermaid. So like, you know, I bet that is like really refreshing for you to know that the representation is being made, and like little young girls and boys are seeing that too. And I'm glad that you're able to recognize that at your young age and say like, this representation is important and I'm being a part of the steps toward more representation.
Yes. It's getting renewed for a second season.
Congratulations, firstly. I'm sure that it's only going to go up from here, and I'm so impressed again with everything that you've been doing. But as I was saying, I've always been fascinated by voice acting. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, every time like an animated movie would come out, I'm like, who did the voice of who? And I want to know what the process is. Like, could you take us through like what the process is, like how many takes you would have to do for like a single line? Like, what's that all like?
So basically, especially now that I'm home, they usually make me do three takes in a row, so then they can choose the best out of it. And if they don't really like it, they'll have to do three takes again, a different way. And also the process of being home, I have to have a whole recording at home set up. We connect through something called Source Connect, and sometimes we have Zoom. And it's fun. I get to do different voices, but I would definitely say it's not easy, because I have to try and bring the character to life with only my voice, because they can't see my face. Like, it's not like they'll put my face on the character's body. So I'll have to connect with the character through my voice. And also, I can literally wear pajamas to my job because they can't see me. So I wouldn't actually do that. But they, like, especially like going into the studio, I wouldn't wear pajamas to go into the studio. But I can dress comfortable. I don't have to wear specific type of clothing. So I think that it's really cool and it's fun. And yeah, I love what I do.
That's so cool. Like, I wonder if one day I would have to be asked to do a voice of someone. I have no idea who, because everyone's voice is different. But, you know, I think that's really cool that you would have to, like, portray the character, even if they're not, even if you can't see it, which makes it that much harder. Because when you're acting, I'm sure, like, you're able to, they're able to see you. They're able to see, like, your facial expressions. They're able to, like, see what kind of message you're trying to portray, without having to have your voice take over that entire part. So I can imagine like how you'd have to make someone sound sad without them knowing that you have to act sad in order to make them sound sad. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's a lot of hard work that needs to go into it. And I'm very, again, impressed that you're able to get that through, and you brought this show into a second season. So you must have been doing an amazing job.
Yeah. Well, if you ever want to get into voice acting, because I can see you're really interested into it. My mom is a coach, so she can help you with like getting into the business, like a part of that aspect of the business. So yeah, you can reach out to her. at iCoachStars.
I'd love to. I'd love to reach out to your mom and like hopefully get an opportunity like that. And thank you so much for offering. I'd love to do it one day. So what advice would you give to someone who is trying to get into this industry and they're either like old, young, anything? Like what would you say to them to give them the advice?
I would say that, I know I say this a lot, but just to follow your dreams and don't let anything get in your way. And in the business, that there's a lot of no's and you don't let that stop you, because if you really want to do this, you'll be like, okay, I got to keep going because that one yes can change my whole entire life. In a really good way, in a really positive way. So you can like just dream and just keep doing and working hard and, you know, just love what you do.
Like her song, you guys, do it big, okay? You guys have to put your best foot forward, be able to like stand in the forefront and say, I'm here, ta-da, like putting my best foot forward and like being the best person that we can be. And I'm so happy that I'm able to have this side of you, Alyssa, because we're able to see like the background, like what it's like what's going through your mind when you're doing these things. And I'm like, again, like super humbled, and I'm so happy that I'm able to have you on today.
Yes, I'm so happy that I'm here today.
So where do you see yourself in like 5 years from now? Still acting, still doing voiceover, still doing movies? Like where do you see yourself?
I definitely see myself just still acting, because this is something that I want to do for like my whole entire life. I still see myself voice acting. And I also see myself also accomplishing many other things. I want to start my own company and I want to write my own book. So I definitely see myself still doing that also. And just keep working harder and harder and harder as I get older. I actually want to start my own lip gloss company. So I am also seeing myself in the, I guess, in the chemistry like lab working on lip glosses with the chemist. So I think that would be really good.
Definitely. So before we go, we should do some rapid fire questions. I try to do this after every interview. It's so much fun. We're just going to get into it. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. If you had the opportunity to hang out with any celebrity, who would it be?
I would definitely say Ariana Grande or Zendaya, or even both, because they do kind of do what I do. They sing, they act. Ariana Grande doesn't really act as much, but she used to act on Nickelodeon. So I think that it would be good to hang out with someone that is kind of like me. And I think they, well, not I think, I know that they're my favorite, like, people that, like, do acting and singing. So, yeah, Ariana Grande is my favorite singer. Zendaya is my favorite actress. I love her movies. And, yeah.
Yeah, I love them both. Zendaya on the screen, oh my goodness. That Emmy was well deserved. What is something that you cherish?
I truly cherish hanging out with my family and my friends, because people are just so important to me. And I also think that, especially with everything that I'm doing, I'm really busy. So And I don't really get to see my family and my friends as much because of COVID. So when I do, I really cherish the time that I have with them, because it's like, you know, I don't know if I'll see them as much because I'm going to be busier and busier as I get older.
That's so sweet. And again, that I'm glad that you recognize that, because family is everything and they're like your backbone. And, you know, friends, they're always there to support you as well. And so being able to say that I need to have both in my life, and like, even though I'm super busy, I still want to include them and everything like that, is super sweet. And I'm glad that, again, that you're able to recognize that.
Thank you.
What is your favorite ice cream flavor?
My favorite ice cream flavor, I know this sounds really basic, but it's definitely vanilla ice cream with rainbow sprinkles. Like, I literally, like, if I see an ice cream truck, like, especially in the summertime, I'll be like, Mommy, can we go to get the stuff. Can we go to get vanilla ice cream, especially with rainbow sprinkles? I literally go up to the ice cream truck person and I say, can I get a lot of sprinkles on it? Yeah, I asked for like a bunch of sprinkles.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with the basic vanilla. You know, it's a good flavor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The amusement park or the beach?
I would definitely say the amusement park, because I'm someone who loves moving around and loves like being very energetic, because I feel like the beach is kind of like a day where you would go to just be calm and like get a tan and play in the sand. So I think that an amusement park would be really much more fun for me, because I love going on roller coasters and I love going on rides. And I also think that it's really cool because sometimes they have like these stands where there's like cotton candy, and then there's yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Churros and stuff like that. So I love food too. So I get to do a bunch of rides, and then I get to eat food after. But I don't do it before, because I don't like, I think like something like, I know this is something with water, but I feel like if I go on a roller coaster, especially with a steep drop, and if I eat before, I'm going to throw up after the ride. And it's not even because the ride is scary or something. It's because I ate so much food, and now I'm just like, my head is just down and going. So I think that it's like not good to eat before you go on rides. I eat after, like when we're about to leave.
No, never. Yeah, I've also never had that problem, but no, never eat right before a ride. Please never do that. Tennis shoes or dress shoes?
I would definitely say dress shoes, because I'm a real girly girl. I love putting on makeup, and I love like doing all of that stuff. So dress shoes like would definitely be my favorite.
Dresses or pants?
That's kind of hard. Okay. I would say dresses. I like them a little bit more. And there's a lot of sparkly dresses, and I love the color pink a lot. So I think that looks really cute on dresses. So I would definitely say dresses.
The winter or summer?
The summertime, because I get to see my friends more, and I also, my birthday is also in the summertime, so I get to just celebrate and see my friends. So, and also I have a lot of free time, especially since there's not school. I still have auditions, but I get to do less like work. So it's fun.
It's like, while we're recording this right now, it is booming with snow outside. So I definitely say that I prefer the summer too. Like, it hasn't snowed this much in Maryland in forever. So this is really, really strange.
I mean, I love playing in the snow, but I also do like the summertime better, because more stuff is opened and you get to do more things than you can do in the winter.
Definitely. Your Christmas or your birthday?
I would say my birthday, because I have really epic, like amazing birthday parties that my mom throws for me. And I get to do different things. Like literally, I think last year, 2020, I saw my friends during my birthday week and then after my birthday. So I thought that was really cool. I got to go different places with my friends just to celebrate my birthday, and with my mask on, of course. So yeah, I think that it's, my favorite would be my birthday.
Yeah, it's kind of a tie for me, because like you said, like my mom, she throws all my parties and they're like a blast, and I wasn't able to have my sweet 16, but it's okay, we're gonna make up for it. But anyways, like, what's your favorite song of all time?
My favorite song of all time is All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. It's like literally
a classic,
and I just love listening to it during Christmas, even after Christmas. even in the summertime. It's just like I listen to it a lot and I love singing it. Her voice is beautiful. And yeah, I love Mariah Carey so much.
I don't think I'd know what to do if I had pipes like hers, honestly. Probably would never stop singing. But that concludes our rapid fire questions. Thank you so much, Alyssa, for joining me today. But before you go, where can my listeners find you and support you?
Listeners can definitely follow me on Instagram, which is Alyssa Cheatham, AlyssaCheatham. And you can follow my YouTube. It's Alyssa Cheatham Official. And I don't post that much on my YouTube, but I am looking forward to posting more. I am working on that. And you can also follow me on Facebook. It's Alyssa Cheatham Official. And yeah, those are the three platforms where I usually am on.
All right. Thank you so much, Alyssa, for joining me today. My listeners, please go support my girl. She is the sweetest.
You can also follow me on my TikTok, which is Alyssa Cheatham.
Like I said, you guys, go support my girl. She's the sweetest. Like, I love her so much. I've enjoyed this conversation so much today.
I enjoyed the conversation so much. And thank you for having me here. As I said from before, thank you again. And you're great. And you're also really sweet. And I'm wishing you the best. And, you know, thank you so much again.
Oh, thank you. That means so much coming from you. You guys, Alyssa is like that girl. She's been like on everything. You guys, it took me so long to get her on the show because homegirl is so busy. But again, thank you so much for hopping on the mic today and just having this amazing conversation. And make sure you guys go support my girl on all of her socials.
Thank you everyone for listening. This is Perfect Timing Podcast, and I will see you next week with another episode.
Thank you.